IVM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sponge Podcast. I am with Ambi Parmeshwaran to discuss his book, Sponge, Leadership Lessons I Learned from My Clients. Today, we're going to be talking about Chapter 10, The Chaiwala Test. So, what did Narendra Modi teach you? The Chaiwala Test. I had to go there, right, first? That had to be the first place I went with it.
I've never met Mr. Modi, and this story has nothing to do with Mr. Modi at all. So, the story goes back to the client I used to handle, ZTV. Mm-hmm. And we had a new CEO in the company. We had been appointed a year earlier, and the new CEO was Pradeep Guha. Mm-hmm. Pradeep Guha joined Z from Times of India. He had a fabulous, illustrious career in Times of India. So his joining Z sent like shockwaves around the country. So and one knew Pradeep very, very well for a long, long time, but we had never worked with him as a client. So we also did not know how he would, treat us, how he'd behave. But we knew that he'll be fair. Whatever he does, right, He'll be fair, because we had an old, good relationship with him. So, and he had also hired a new head of marketing communication. So I had this kind of a habit with my key clients that I tend to try and meet them one-on-one at least once a month,
okay,
to get a feel on what they heard from the troops, you know, because, you know, a client like Z, they were launching probably one program every other month. There were also campaigns happening continuously.
Right.
You know, new concepts are being tested. Just like in, you know, IBM podcast, you will be testing new concepts. So same thing that's continuously happening. And the agency and the client were in each other's office every other day.
Right.
You know, I think on any day, probably there's someone from FCB Ulka in Z or someone from Z in FCB Ulka. So a lot of intense action. In this, a lot of time one knows that when there is such close interaction, you may not get the right signals from your frontline service people. So I'd made it a habit that, you know, I should meet Pradeep once a month. Just have a cup of coffee, find out how the business is going and what he thought of our advertising, because I was not even sure whether it was being shown to him before it was being put up, you know, right, as hoardings or print ads or whatever. So I was in his office. We are having a cup of coffee. And then he said, look, yeah, Rambi, we are doing a lot of these hoardings, you know, with our programs. But yeah, all your strategy stuff is all good. But, you know, they look very bad. These hoardings look really poor quality. And Pradeep being Pradeep said, look, yeah, actually, you know, I think your concepts are good, but your art is not good. You know, your art direction is not very good. So, you know, I know you have a lot of big team. But, you know, I can suggest someone whom you can take as a freelancer to, you know, improve the art. So I said, yeah, Pradeep, we've got, you know, something like 60 people, you know, in art and copy working on your account. So which particular hoarding are you talking about? He said, no, you know, morning I saw that, you know, Kasam Se program, you know, hoarding looked very, you know, very bhaya type, you know.
Okay.
So I said, I'm also not happy. But Pradeep, have you seen the other versions which are presented to your team? So he said, what do you mean? So I said, look, you know, actually what has gone up on the hoarding is something was version number 10, you know.
Right.
There were 10 different versions you presented to your team. And finally, this is what was approved. Really? He said, can you show me all the other stuff? And, you know, I had this little habit of carrying all these, you know, various options with me. So
I can see how much paper you carry with you all the time.
I always carry background paperwork. It's an old training as an account executive. So I pulled out, you know, I said, this was the first version. And this is the second version. This is the third version. This is the fourth version. This is the fifth version. This is the seventh version, right? Which got finally approved. And so he looked at it and said, which do you think was the best? I said, the version number one. I think version number one is perfect.
Right.
He said, yeah, I agree. So fabulous stuff, yaar. Why was this not approved? I said, look, why are you asking me? It was not approved by your team. Right. And my team can't keep fighting on everything, yeah, right? So he said, okay, hold it. Let me call my head of marketing communication. So he called the lady, she came up and he said, look, Ambi is here. So we said hi to each other. And then he said, look, I saw this particular hoarding, yesterday. And I'm told these guys have presented these 6-7 options. Why did we not approve the first option, right, which is so nice? So, I mean, she said, look, this is a program meant for the masses, so it's a Hindi general entertainment channel, mass program. So she said, look, the team which is handling the television channel and the team which is handling the program said, look, we need a very mass looking hoarding design. Whereas what the agency presented in version one is a very class looking thing. So he said, who decides what is mass and what is class? So she said, well, the team said, my consumer will not understand this kind of sophisticated visuals. So he says, what do you mean sophisticated? And he said, hold it. And he said, he called his secretary, Carol, call the chaiwala. So there's a regular chaiwala who serves tea. So he walked in. So he said, acha Ramu, dekho ye chhe hai idhar. Which one do you like most? And Ramu picked the first one.
Right.
And he said, sab, this is very acha hai. So Pradeep said, thank you. Aap jao to. And then he said, he told, look, we are passing judgment on the taste of that man. I mean, he's a chaiwala, right? And he's supposed to be your mass consumer. You think he will pick only jatak color, red and blue and orange and green and stuff like that? He's picked this option, which is the most sophisticated of the lot. So he said, look, I think we need to figure, and we had a long discussion. We said, look, and I said, look, it may not be her problem that, the team which is handling the program is wanting to make it mass. So we need to figure out, how to put in place some way of testing these things before we reject stuff saying this is too massy and this is too classy. And so that was the, the simple chaiwala test story.
Interesting. You mentioned the massy versus classy kind of this, right? There's another thing that you mentioned a little earlier when you're talking about two conflicting, or I don't know necessarily, but competing sort of ideas, which is the creative versus strategy focused ads, right? Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, a lot of advertising people tend to put these two in two different boxes, right? There is a creative ad and there is a strategy ad. So the creative ads are supposed to be sparkling, with wit and whatever. And they're supposed to charm the consumer into buying your product. The strategy ad is very, very rational, which appeals to the consumer at a very rational level, which has no bit of creativity in it, almost like telling him, hitting a, hammer on the head and saying, bye, bye, bye. So it's easy to put things in two separate, baskets. But in reality, if an ad has to work, it has to be both rational and emotional.
Right.
You cannot sell a brand by, making funny jokes, people who remember the joke, they will not remember the brand.
Right.
Similarly, you cannot sell by boring the consumer to sleep. You got to entertain him, you got to titillate him, but at the same time, tell the story. So this massy classy is a bit of that, right? I mean, what is massy also has to have a bit of class.
Right.
You cannot. Similarly, no advertising can be purely creative.
Right.
Then it will not sell.
Right.
And no advertising can be purely strategy. Then the message will not stay in your consumer's head, So you need to use creativity to engage with your consumer to get the thing into his head. But if it is only a joke, he'll remember the joke.
Right.
He'll not remember the brand. So there has to be a truth. There has to be a rational reason why the consumer should buy your brand. So which is this, creative and strategy argument, which we have in advertising all the time.
Okay. Interesting. You also mentioned a book, 50 Rules to Keep a Client Happy, right? And in the context of that, you're talking about one of the things that is most important is making sure that you're in constant contact with the client so you know each other well.
Yeah, I think there's this small book called 50 Rules to Keep a Client Happy by Fred C. Pop.
Okay.
What the book says is that the reason why you gain a client and the reason why you lose a client are very different. So one of the ways to protect yourself from losing a client is that you need to maintain multiple level of relationship with the client. Now, in the same case, if I were to extrapolate, if I had not gone and met Pradeep and not explained to him that what he saw as version 7 was version 7
right.
and not version 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, he would probably be living with the impression that the agency does lousy-looking work.
Right.
Okay? The team below would not have the guts and courage to go and tell him that we rejected version 1 to version 5.
Right.
Right? And we kind of literally put a gun to our agency's head to say, do this.
Right.
And in an open forum, and this happens all the time, in an open forum, someone says, look, is our agency do this ad?
Hmm.
The team will say, yeah, the agency did the ad. So I say, is this the best they can do? The team will say, yeah, this is the best they can do. Right? But what he means by best and what they understand as best are very different.
Right.
Right. So it's a big thing. Whichever service industry you are in, whether you're in banking, you're in financial services, you're in advertising, you're in market research, important thing is that the company, you have to engage with the company at multiple levels.
Right.
And you should not get scared that someone is going to get upset if, you know, so-and-so goes and meets a CEO for lunch or for dinner.
Right.
That has to happen. Because that's where you know, I've got another chapter which we'll talk about later. That's where we also made mistakes.
Hmm.
So that is one, you know, which is, you know, multi-level connection. The other is that at each level, you got to understand, you got to add value.
Hmm.
There is no point in just going and having a cup of tea, but you got to be able to talk business
right.
at different levels, you know. And the third, of course, before you go for a meeting with a senior client, you got to do your homework.
Hmm.
You got to know as much about the client's business as he or she does.
And also carry lots and lots of papers.
Yeah, and carry, you know, backup papers, enough material so that you could get a zinger from anywhere.
Right.
So be ready for it.
Yep.
Right. Be ready for a zinger. You're lucky if you don't get a zinger. Or actually, you're lucky if you get a zinger. Then you know you've spotted a problem.
Right.
And you can handle it. So I think it's important. I think it's important to have different levels of relationship with clients.
Interesting. Are there any other areas of business that you have used the Chaiwala test on?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, what we figured out after that was that, you know, you do these very complicated research, you know, to study whether an ad works or not. So we said, look, you need to simplify it. You need to simplify the way you test your ads.
Hmm.
So we created what is called a litmus test, you know, which is a way of testing, you know, hypotheses. And we kind of institutionalized it in the agency. So as a result, in 48 hours, we could test something. So across the country, we could actually send the stuff to our 8 offices, tell the guys, just take it and in fact, show it to your chaiwala.
Right.
Right. So you can technically get 8 different offices showing it to 20 different chaiwalas
right.
and get the result back in 24 hours.
Interesting.
And it worked, you know, and it worked. And we do that. I mean, you need to do that, especially if you're going to go back to the client and say, look, we've tested it, right? We've tested it through our own method.
Right.
It works. But if you want to do a long test through your research agency, please go ahead.
Right.
But we've done our due diligence. It works.
Interesting.
So this Chaiwala test was a great thing.
It is. Yeah. It sounds like at some level, it sounds like an obvious thing. But at some level also, unless you do it, it's not obvious, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
All right, great. I think that's a good place to end this chapter with, and we'll be back next week with chapter 11.
Thank you.